China builds its great firewall a little higher. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The Great Firewall is the term given to China's regulation of its internet, and for Apple, that wall is now a little more imposing. iPhone users in China can no longer download several popular messaging apps, including WhatsApp and Threads. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Apple says it removed WhatsApp and Threads from its App Store on orders from China's central government. Marketplace also observed the removals of Telegram and Signal from Apple's Chinese App Store. Signal is specifically used to send encrypted messages. The reasons for the bans are unclear. Other social media apps such as X and Facebook were still available on Apple's App Store in China. Not that any of these apps are easy to use in that country, where they're usually blocked by censors and require a workaround by the technically savvy. Apple said only that it was obliged to follow the laws in the countries in which it operates. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Bitcoin is currently trading at about just over $65,000. That is down from an all-time high of $70,000 earlier this year, but way higher than it was in 2023. Today or sometime tomorrow, something called the Bitcoin halving is supposed to happen. This is something that happens at once every 4 years, where the rate at which new Bitcoins are born into the world drops by half. It is a big deal for the whole philosophical premise of Bitcoin. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
Bitcoin is programmed so that over time, fewer and fewer new Bitcoins enter circulation. In contrast, most governments can print about as much money as they want, which, as any Bitcoin true believer will very enthusiastically tell you, could devalue that money. Zach Pandel heads research at Grayscale Investments, a crypto asset manager.
Investors purchase Bitcoin because they are uncertain about the outlook for fiat currencies, uncertain about government budget deficits and inflation.
After every previous halving, Bitcoin shot up in price, although big investment firms like JP Morgan are skeptical. Matt Hogan at Bitwise Asset Management says a lot of new money already flowed into Bitcoin earlier this year, after the SEC made it easier to invest in.
We also had big asset managers coming into the space, and that caused a lot of price appreciation.
Of course, what goes up can also go down. In 2022, Bitcoin lost about 60% of its value. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday was not just a big day for tax filers, one that is mercifully behind us. It was also a filing deadline for political campaigns and other groups involved in the 2024 election. They have to report to the Federal Election Commission quarterly, sometimes monthly, on how their fundraising and spending look. Marketplace's senior Washington correspondent Kimberly Adams joins us now for more. Hi, Kimberly.
Good morning, Sabri.
So who exactly is turning in their numbers this week?
So on Monday, we had a deadline for House and Senate campaign committees, along with what are called joint fundraising committees. Think like the Democrat and Republican congressional campaign committees, along with some PACs and super PACs. Now, just as a reminder, because I know these terms go around all the time, PACs refer to political action committees. And a regular PAC has limits on how much it can receive from a given individual in a contribution, as well as limits on how much it can spend per candidate per race. But super PACs are different. And here's Rosalind Cooperman, chair of the political science department at the University of Mary Washington, to explain that.
they are a political action committee, but they can raise unlimited amounts of money from corporations, unions, individuals, but they can't coordinate directly with the parties or candidates.
And of course, regular PACs can coordinate with candidates, but all of this money we're talking about, this is not all of the money that's being spent on this election, right?
Yeah, there's more money in the race than just what is disclosed to the Federal Election Commission. And we won't see disclosures from so-called dark money groups like trade associations or issue advocacy groups. They are major players in the election and they run election-ish ads. And they also funnel large amounts of money to other groups. But these dark money groups don't have to disclose their donors. So maybe you'll look at a FEC filing for a super PAC and see a list of donors, but the donors on the list are these dark money groups that don't have to disclose anything. The group Open Secrets, which tracks money in politics, estimates that dark money groups spent more than $162 million in politics last year and are on track to spend way more this year.
What then can we glean from these FEC filings?
Lots of things, including how much they're spending, how much they're fundraising. But one of the more important things is how much cash campaigns have on hand, which doesn't matter so much this early in the cycle for presidential campaigns. But some House and Senate races are a little bit different, especially if it's a competitive district where they need to hold on to cash for the general election. Right now, Democrats seem to have the cash advantage up and down the ballot. But we'll know more this weekend after monthly reports come in for other PACs and super PACs, along with the actual presidential campaigns.
All right. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sabri.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.